Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim Lammers, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kelly. And finally, a nice weekend ahead, huh?
Lovely. And it'll be, you know, we'll get outside during the day and then at night it'll be perfect to go to the theater.
There you go. There you go. Spring has sprung, even though I don't think it's... Yeah, we're still in spring.
We're still in spring. We are.
It's so odd having this, but yes. New in theaters is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is set after the events of Spider-Man No Way Home. In that film, of course, Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man, was corrupted a spell by Doctor Strange that allowed the foes of two different versions of Spider-Man to enter their dimension through portals from the multiverse. Now, in the Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, and his Sorcerer Supreme, Wong, played by Benedict Wong, encounter America Chavez, played by Xochitl Gomez, a young teen who has the rare ability to travel across dimensions of the multiverse. America doesn't understand her immense powers, though, and that attracts the attention of an evil force who wants to extract them from her. As a result, Strange seeks some guidance from his fellow Avenger, Wanda Maximoff, also known as the Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen, but by doing so, he is invited a horrifying scenario that could tear the multiverse apart. I have to tell you, In the Multiverse of Madness is a brilliant movie. I have to say this because Sam Raimi is the director, and of course Sam created the Evil Dead trilogy and the Ash versus Evil Dead series. And with the Multiverse of Madness, it's like the Evil Dead universe and the Marvel Cinematic Universe colliding to create Marvel's first horror movie. It's intense, it's scary at times, and like the Evil Dead movies, it's also laugh out loud funny. The movie is total Sam Raimi, although I can see people not liking the horror movie aspect of it. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is new in theaters.
So it's going to be something we're not expecting, unless we heard from Tim Lammers, of course, to get a little heads up.
Well, there you go. I mean, look, I knew Sam Raimi. He's one of my all-time favorite filmmakers. I love the Evil Dead stuff, mainly because it's such of a goofy spin on the horror genre. You know,
yeah.
It's funny, yet it's scary and bloody. Now, you're not going to get that excess blood here, okay?
Okay.
But you are going to get the jump scares.
Oh.
And you are going to get the demons and the scary noises and stuff like that. And the cinematography at times is, you know, it's a view askew. It really is. It's interesting stuff that Sam does. So I was excited about that. I mean, look, I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It rarely has steered me wrong.
Yeah.
I love Spider-Man No Way Home. So, you know, it's just a continuation of that, but it's a continuation of that with a different sort of spin, which, you know, look, I think any movie series that has gone on as long as the MCU has, they need to keep things fresh.
Yep.
So obviously they knew what sort of excitement, you know, it's something new and creative and just, again, sometimes bonkers off the wall stuff that's so fun. They knew they were going to get that with Sam Raimi. So it was the perfect move to hire this guy.
Wow. Craziness. Yeah, it does sound, I can't really even imagine a horror movie clash colliding with it. So I'm going to have to see it just to see what that feels like.
Again, it's not like an R-rated horror movie. But again, I can see people being creeped out by certain things. I mean, there are certain reminiscences of the Evil Dead movies. And, you know, and for me as a fan of that, I'm looking out for that. Plus, there's a cameo by one of Sam's all-time favorite actors and longtime friends, Bruce Campbell, who's in this. You know, so that's not really a big spoiler or a secret. It's something that people presumed all along because Bruce has been in every one of Sam's movies. So,
in fact,
he was in the original Spider-Man movie. And that's the other thing with Sam Raimi. People know him from directing the Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire. So he directed those three movies. So this movie has been a long time coming, 15 years, since he's been directing a superhero movie.
Well, you actually have done some interviews with Sam, correct?
Yes, I did. You know, and that's been one of the exciting things for me over the years is I first interviewed him for the 1998 film, A Simple Plan, which was actually filmed in Delano, Minnesota. And it was exciting that this guy who created the Evil Dead movies was in my own backyard,
man.
You know, a few miles away, but, you know, relatively speaking, close.
In Delano, right.
Yeah, so that was the first time I interviewed him after that film came out. And then again and again over the years for the Spider-Man movies. And the last time was for Drag Me to Hell, which was a horror movie from 2009. So it's been a long time since he hasn't really directed anything, one picture between that time. So it was a long time coming. So, yeah, for the first 25 years almost after the first time I talked to him, I talked to him for this. Same guy. Just funny, humble, just so relatable. It's so exciting, you know? So, yeah. So, you know, we talk naturally about Doctor Strange, but we throw in a little bit of the past too.
Sure. I mean, I think about somebody like him, and that's a long time between directing movies. Is he doing anything in between? It seems like you would lose a lot of technical stuff when it comes to directing.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. He directed Oz the Great and Powerful, I believe, in 2011 or 12. I mean, there was a good gap in between movies. But he's been, you know, he has a production company. He's been producing low budget horror movies. There's this movie called Don't Breathe that you might have heard of. I mean, a lot of hits, and a remake of The Grudge. I mean, just different films like that. Ash versus Evil Dead is a series, a spinoff of the movies that he, you know, was a creative on and directed one of those episodes. So he's kept his toes in the water. But, you know, in addition to interviewing him one-on-one, I sat in on the global press conference with him for the movie. And he said the biggest development for him that was most exciting was the telecommunications application known as Zoom. Because all of a sudden, you know, he could meet with people remotely and from all over the place in post-production. And, you know, especially when part of this was, you know, not all of it was going on during the height of the pandemic, you know, you need to communicate. And it's hard to be in the same space as one another. So, that's exactly how it happened. And he loves Zoom. So, but yeah, naturally, you know, special effects are evolving every day. And certainly you can see those brilliant special effects in this movie.
That's really, so we can hear some of your interviews with him, right? We can listen.
Right. You know, I primarily write the Q&As and articles, but there's also a video from the interview, and that's on my website, directconversations.com.
Oh, neat.
I do this for looper.com, who I write for primarily, and they have links to their stuff, to their website, and you can see the interviews on their website.
I love that. I just wanted to quickly, we only got like a minute and a half, but what happened with Chappelle is going all over the place?
Well, you know, those Netflix specials, this is kind of involved with streaming because his Netflix specials have been very controversial, and whether any of those were tied to this, either way, he's a very controversial figure, but people are trying to figure out, how did this man get to this festival with this weapon? How did he sneak it in, and how did he get so close, and how did he storm the stage?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a scary feeling after the whole Will Smith fiasco.
Right.
So yeah, it's really frightening to know that, you know, comedians, stand-ups are under attack.
Right.
And they're vulnerable. As you know, security, at least in this case, has shown. I don't think anybody ever expected it to happen with the Oscars. So that was a wake-up call for them.
I bet.
And again, that was, you know, a slap. This was a tackle, and it looked like it could have been pretty ugly if you got a gander of that weapon that guy had.
Yeah.
Scary.
And it's just like, and so he didn't actually do anything with the weapon. He just basically...
He tackled him. Yeah, and who knows? I think this story is unfolding, and we're going to find out more as it comes out. But
wow, crazy.
Yeah. It's lucky that this weapon didn't deploy. There was a knife somehow that was part of a gun. You know, it was very strange. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost like the guy was nervous and he was
And I should say fake gun, not a real gun.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to note that. Yeah, it looked like a gun, but it actually had a blade that came out of it. Really weird.
Okay. That is so bizarre. And yeah, well, I guess we'll learn more. As you learn more, maybe you could share it with us too, and we'll find out that way.
I certainly will.
Okay. All right. Well, Tim Lammers, thank you so much for our movie reviews. They're brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. Learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.